Chapter 8, Jesus, a New Covenant. This text is not meant to be intellectual fodder for discussion of its meaning. Its meaning is clear and only for you. It is time to move past discussion to direct experience. Thus, it is for contemplation. Let what appears here bloom in your mind as direct experience beyond words, and any discomfort you feel in reading it, let it be forgiven, as you are perfect peace, regardless of what appears in form. Let this be the answer to your prayer, to see yourself as God made you. Sit with me in willingness for each sentence, so you can learn to hear my voice and see that you are answered. If you have questions, know that the only question of value is, what am I? As the answer is already given. This text is only to point you to the power of full willingness to look with me at every denial that is hidden, to ask me to reveal those denials to you, to keep nothing hidden, for you have called me to you to show you the way. It also points to ease in looking with me and your brother as my representative, how quickly what you have asked for is given. Every belief that is in the subconscious mind points to your desire for an experience. All of these beliefs are outlined in A Course in Miracles. Look at each one and ask me if you desire it, and I will tell you if you do. So that you can see your desire and thus can release it from your holy mind. I have provided examples of the translation of these beliefs to recognize your desire for them in chapter 2 and 3. Join with your brother in this willingness, for this has tremendous power, and together you will see that you are one. As a divine being, you can always hear the Holy Spirit. Unless you choose not to. Thus the lesson, God's voice speaks to me throughout the day. The question is not, how can I hear the Holy Spirit? It is, what is my desire to have an experience of not hearing and following what is most natural to me, the voice for God? I am willing to see this differently. The Holy Spirit is the symbol for divine light that is within you. To not follow the Holy Spirit is to deny yourself your daily bread, the divine light within. It is your will to follow the Holy Spirit because following the Holy Spirit is the true expression of the divine light within, and this is the same as the will of the Father. Expression of divine light through following is happiness. It is a celebration of all the love there is. So why deny yourself this light and happiness of your natural state of being? As expressed in the Course, this is the insanity of this world, a sense of loyalty to a personal identity, and the upside-down belief that following this light is death. If you ask me, you will indeed discover that you do believe that following the Holy Spirit is some form of death. Thus you desire an experience of death rather than follow divine light, your true nature. If you did not believe it, you would only follow the Holy Spirit all the times, because you would be honoring the truth that following is the only means to true happiness. Hearing and following this voice is natural. It is only an idea that it is not. Remember that all objections that arise in the mind to not follow the Holy Spirit are coming from the allegiance to the sense of personal identity, the desire to experience a will separate from God. It is the holding on to a sense of personal identity and thus withholding the experience of love from yourself that makes it seem painful to follow the Holy Spirit. The doing I ask of you is not of the body. Doing of the spirit is not of the body. It is of the unified mind, wholeness. When I point to do something to correct, I mean be willing to see what is true now. Be willing to accept the correction. Let not anything heavy rest in time upon your holy mind. Come quickly unto me, and I will give you rest. Do only that means first and foremost, see what is true now. Forgiveness is to see what is true now, to acknowledge that you can only deny yourself the kingdom of heaven, and that is not your Father's will for you, for perfect happiness. It may seem that I ask of you some movement of the body. When you do only what I ask of you, you are accepting all that love offers you, thus ceasing to deny that love offers you everything. It is only to see that regardless of how the body moves, you are not the body and you are unchanged by anything of this world. Happiness never depends on what the body seems to do. It is natural to who you are. Your will for perfect happiness is the Father's will, because there is only happiness.